It's the Black Canvas.
But you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year. You know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DCST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no, no, yes. That's why they always got to, they got to get rid of all of our leaders, man. And then, like, throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by For Real.
For Real, yeah. And Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
Yeah.
Da-da-da, bitches! What's up with you, ST? How you been, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling, EZ?
I'm feeling lovely, man. I had a decent weekend, man. My body was kind of hurting, man. My knees. Kneecaps feel like I'm about to fall off, man. I'm getting old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, speaking of which, man, how about Geno Atkins? You know what Geno Atkins is?
Yeah, D-tackle for the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, yeah, man. He worked out at my gym, and the funny thing was, I was, like, watching him work out.
Yeah.
You know, like, half the time he was in there just on his phone, you could tell he didn't want to be there.
Wow.
And he was one of those dudes that balled the fuck out before
in
he got
college.
And his first couple years in the league. Yeah. And then he got that contract.
He fell off.
He fell the fuck off. I wanted to go up to him so bad and be like, man, what happened, dog? What happened? But
you should have went up to him and said, you're a fraud.
Hell yeah. Fucking fraud. Because I remember the first time I saw him, when he came in, he like kind of like looked at me, like his eyes jumped. Like I was about to come up to him and be like, hey, man, what's up? Because I looked at him, I was like, that's Geno Atkins. And I just kept on doing my leg curls. I don't dick ride dudes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you play sports, I'm happy for you, you're a millionaire, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to get up on your nuts, man. And fortunately, I'm glad at my gym nobody went up to him and just talking to him, man, so he'd work out. Motherfucker strong as hell, and that's not a surprise. He's in the league.
Yeah.
He was, like, he did 450. He did, like, shit, like, 10 times, like, quick. And I was just like, God damn, Nish. I ain't gonna never fight you up front. It's gonna be from behind. I'm gonna try to choke your ass, nigga.
Yeah. It was effortless.
Yeah. He put up out here, ching, ching, ching. I was like, God damn. Dude, you can tell two people knew who he was, but they left him alone. So I'm kind of glad. That's kind of how my gym is.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, we leave motherfuckers alone because it's another dude named Xavier Woods. He's a wrestler.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he come up there all the time. And okay. I don't say shit to him either. I look at him. I just give a head nod and keep going.
Yeah.
I think Spine come up. I know our boy Jay say Spine work out at that gym too.
Okay. Michael John White.
Yeah, he work out there too. And it's just LA Fitness.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just up there. In a nicer part of town. That's why I gotta, you know, I can't, you know, can't work out in the hood, man. You know.
Yeah.
I've been having on too much shit, like an iWatch and, you know, some Beats. That's like $500 on me right there, you know. I ain't got time to run outside. My head on the fucking swivel.
Yeah.
But no, man. Shit. I didn't do much this weekend, but fucking recovered, man. It's funny, man. That Ghost in the Shell movie tanked.
Oh, word?
Yeah, dude. That junk tanked like 2 weeks ago and this past weekend, it had the worst second weekend of any, like, supposed to be, like, mega, like, box office movie that came, was supposed to come out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it had to do with, number one, because of Scarlett Johansson, and they said, like, yeah, they're whitewashing, and it's funny how other races let, like, Hollywood do, like, Egyptian movies, and, like, how white people be Egyptians, knowing the Egyptians were white.
There were no pale-faced people in Egypt ever.
Ever. But right when you touch they shit, they all up in arms. And they join the fight like, hey, man, come on, join the fight with us. Like, man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold your own nuts. We ain't got time for this shit. But that shit tanked, man. I ain't even get a chance to see it.
I saw the trailer,
mm-hmm,
and I don't know, something said
something told me, like, man, this don't look like it's going to be all that good.
Yeah.
I just had a feeling. And I didn't even, you know, I didn't even expect you to say, you know, anything bad about it. But, yeah, dang. I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson can't, I guess she can't carry a movie. Them beautiful, you know, full lips can't carry a movie no more.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, I guess there's so much she can do. As I guess as a superhero, which is why, you know, when they put her in the Marvel films, it's kind of, you can tell they don't put too much emphasis on her characters because, you know, it's kind of like she's, you know, she's the supporting actress. So
yeah, and I hate to say it, man, I try to be chauvinistic, but the eye candy.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey. Like you can't look past that. Cause,
yeah, man, she bad boy.
It's just nothing. It's nothing else that she's there for.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they're gonna ever do like a standalone like Black Widow movie.
Yeah,
and I don't think they're gonna be able to do it because I don't even because they set all their movies out till 2019. I didn't see a Black Widow movie.
Well, I mean,
she in the Avengers, so hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing good to be there. Exactly. So, you know, nobody's really looking for a Black Widow movie anyway.
Nah, man, keeping it real, not really, but I'm looking forward to that Black Panther movie, man.
Yeah, I know. That I can't wait for that.
Man, the whole movie is an all-black cast, so I'm just hoping they're not going to, you know, coonify the movie and actually have a good, upstanding, like, black superhero movie, because even in the Avengers movie, Black Panther was actually, you know,
he was that nigga.
He was that dude, man. He really was, man. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, hey, man. He was like, hey, he's a good guy. He's like, fuck that. He killed my dad. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, let's get it.
Let's get it. Hell yeah. No forgiveness. Hell yeah. They didn't make him weak. He was strong. He stood next to the other superheroes, you know what I'm saying, without there being any, like, he's the weak one out of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. And you see that new Thor Ragnarok trailer?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man, that junk looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks really good. They come out in November, man. But like I said on our Twitter, which is at Blake Campus ECST, I was like, man, Marvel just knows how to make trailers and movies. Because you put that shit next to the Justice League trailer.
Yeah, it looks like trash compared to Marvel, man.
Like, what they need to do, man, like all successful companies do, is take the talent from your competitor, man.
Just
take some of your talent from the competitor, man, and bring them over to DC, because DC is fucking losing.
Poach them. That's what all successful companies do. They poach talent, you know, from other places. That's how they... It's kind of like sports, you know, with, you know, the Yankees and Lakers, you know, they poach talent from, you know, other places instead of trying to grow, you know, their own, because it takes longer.
So. It takes too long, hell yeah. And speaking of the Lakers, man, like, if we don't stop fucking winning, this shit started pissing me off, man, because, like, you know, like, we have to be in, like, the bottom three as far as records go to get our top.
Keep
my pick, man, and D'Angelo Russell on Sunday here in the game-winning shot, and our percentage went from, like, it went from 47% to, like, 42% him making that shot, and we would have just lost, because we were on a four-game winning streak, which makes no fucking sense, our season's over. We would have lost all the games from that four-game winning streak till now. We would have had a 58% chance to have a top, like, a top number one pick, so we can go ahead and get LaVar Ball.
Well, the thing is, you mean...
I mean, Lorenzo. You ain't trying to get that old ass nigga. Hey, speaking of which, though, what'd you think of that comment he said about they lost because of the white boys on the team?
Yeah, I just put my hand in my face.
Yeah, that's all I do. I do. Shut the fuck up. You got a white wife. Yeah, no business talking about white boys being on the team and not contributing. Shut up. Your boy half white. Are you trying to be technical? So half of him is fucking up. But I don't know, man. If we do draft him, they need to go ahead. Like, literally, Luke Walton need to go ahead and take him into the back and be like, hey, man, you need to just shut up. Here's some blow or some meth or what you on. What you like to do?
Yeah.
And then just shut the fuck up, man. We can't have this.
Because
we're going to get him, if, you know, if we got a top three pick, we'll get Lorenzo, then we'll get Paul George. But that still ain't enough.
Well, of course, Paul George has to, you know, they have to be willing to let him go. Because they were talking about it at first, and he was supposed to be moved before
the trade
deadline. But, you know, of course, it didn't work out that way. But I don't know. I think the reason why it didn't is because Larry Bird is, you know, trying to hold on to his job for, you know, a longer time. Larry Bird been kind of falling off as a GM, though. Like, ever since he blew up the team that took the Heat to the Eastern Conference Finals, that kind of jacked him up.
I think they just caught lightning in the bottle, man, because that team fell off too quick.
Well, that's because they blew him up.
What did they blow up? Because they
after 2 years of facing the Heat, they just start shipping niggas out.
Because who was the squad? Because it was Paul George.
Yeah, it was Paul. It was Roy Hibbert.
Hibbert, yeah, he fell off.
It was Lance Stephenson.
Yeah.
Who else was it? It was a nice squad, though.
It was like a ball-headed dude. He was a great contributor. Forgot his name.
David West.
Yeah. He won a superstar, but he contributed well. He fit well with the team.
Yeah. He was like the glue.
Yeah.
There's a couple other people, but yeah, they had a squad, man. And ever since they blew them up, they started shipping dudes out, and they hadn't been the same. So I don't know, man. Yeah, if I were the Lakers, I would wait on Paul George because his contract going to be up after next season anyway.
Oh, I thought it was going to be this season. Yeah, we're going to wait on him then. He ain't worth it.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade nothing. I would just let him walk. So.
Hell yeah, dude. And speaking of which, man, we'll sit you on the subject real quick. The NBA playoffs starts this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, dude. And my finals prediction My final prediction is going to be Warriors and the Cavs, and the Warriors are going to win it in like five.
Okay.
The Cavs ain't got shit left, dude. They got beat by the Hawks this past Sunday. Blew a 26-point lead in the fourth quarter.
ATL,
ho. Like, dude, that shit was horrible. They like Cleveland really could get knocked out of Eastern Conference Finals, man.
They could. Not earlier, man,
because they're just tired, man.
Well, and that and all they have on their team is a bunch of 3-point shooters. I don't know. To be honest, man, I think LeBron is really kind of limping through the season.
You think he
don't give a damn about the season, man.
You think he's playing possum until the season start?
Yes, man. Playoff start? As soon as that ball is up, it's gonna be
destroy.
Postseason activated.
They were like, this nigga will play the whole time.
No.
Get swept and shit. Yep. Niggas get ducked on with breaking the glass. Glass going to their eyes and shit. They niggas can't see.
Yeah.
That shit be funny as shit, though, dude. That shit happened.
Everybody's, you know, just now starting to get back and things.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's getting healthy and stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I have to see it to believe it. But I think Cleveland's going to smash it out. I don't know. It's
you want to go all the way and win, go back to back?
Yeah. Well, they're going to get to the finals for sure. But I don't know. I think the funny thing about the Warriors is as soon as KD went down, they ripped off 13, 14 straight. Like it goes back to the point we made in past shows when we said that the Warriors didn't even need Kevin Durant. And it just shows you that they were good without him. And to be honest, even with KD on the team, this is Steph's team.
It is.
It's just KD is the biggest star. That's it.
Yep.
So what that showed me is they were able to still win 13, 14 straight games without KD. When they get him back, hopefully it won't disrupt the chemistry that much. But it's going to be a problem. I don't know. It's going to be between them and the Spurs. But you know, it's gonna be a good playoffs game though.
Oh man, yeah, dude, the Western Conference is gonna be so much fun to watch, man.
Yes, it is.
Now, because every round is gonna be crucial. Compared to like the Eastern Conference, you know the Cavs are gonna blow through that shit, but you got the Rockets. They look good.
Yeah, they do.
Of course, you got, like you said, you got the Spurs. You got the Spurs and the Warriors, and then you got the Thunder. But they're gonna go one and done.
Man, yeah, I don't think
they're gonna want it done. Yeah, they're gonna want it done.
They might rip off like two games, but I don't know. They could make it past the first round. I doubt it, but
they might make out the first round because of like the boost they're gonna get from the Westbrook getting the MVP. Yeah. I think they'll go off of that hype and they'll get through the first round, and then after that they done, son.
He better not win the MVP though. I'm serious though.
SC, dog, he averaged a triple double, man.
That don't mean nothing to me. A triple double to me is just that's nothing. LeBron could do that if he wanted to.
That's true.
And we all know that.
Yeah, he can do that shit in sleep.
For real, I don't see Russell as the MVP only because, like, his shooting percentage sucks. Like, his team, like, they pretty much, they giving him rebounds. Like, what's the point of having bigs if, you know, if they just gingerly letting you grab rebounds? And the I don't know. I think his whole play this season has been selfish. I don't see him being the most valuable player of the league. I just don't.
I ain't gonna lie. I did see one game where he was going up for a rebound.
Yeah.
And I forgot the center's name. He was going up for it too.
Yeah.
And like Westbrook like snatched it from him and like mean mugged him like.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like yeah, that's not. I would rather see Harden or Kawhi or LeBron get it. I mean, because granted, both LeBron and Russell in the same position, because without LeBron or without Russell, their teams would be absolute trash. But LeBron makes everybody else around him better. We can't say the same thing for Russell Westbrook. It doesn't matter who he played with. We saw that the past 8-9 years with KD, and the fact that he left is just, you know, what else can you say?
Shit, I'll say, hey, Westbrook, we'll take you. We'll take you to LA if you ever leave.
He'll never win you a ring.
Don't say that.
Not the way he plays right now.
All right, hold on. Before we get to the show, all right. It said miraculously, by some way, let's say the head. The president of the Warriors walk up to KD, slap him in the face, and call him like a dirty, filthy nigger. He leaves the Warriors, and everybody goes to Houston with James Harden. They couldn't do it then. It'd be James, Westbrook, and KD. All three of them got back together. They could win a ring.
No. Well, they could, but the problem is they all make too much money. The three-headed monster by himself would be way too much for them to compensate for a bench.
I wonder who would take the. I wonder if they all take a pay cut like what they did in Miami.
It's possible, but it would be Miami 2.0. But being that
LeBron would be older.
James Harden went his separate way because he wanted to get paid more and wanted to be the star. And Russell, you know, he ain't giving up no money. Cause he ain't selfless enough to give up money.
I can
see KD doing that, but I don't think neither of those two would.
But you gotta think about it, man. As they get older, and
money ceases to matter. Yeah, I know. Yada, not that.
But after a while, cause all besides KD, KD gonna get a ring eventually, man. But
it won't mean as much though.
It's not gonna mean shit. But hey, I remember he said something about that too. He's like, I don't care how I get it, I just want it. I'm like. It's almost just like that's just like Darrell Revis when he went to the Patriots and just added to the team. They didn't really need Darrell Revis.
Well, but yeah, Darrell Revis
got he got a ring.
they needed him. Believe it or not, they needed him.
Because
if it weren't for Revis, they would have threw to that other side, maybe.
Yeah, because at what phase was he was Butler? It was all of us, he was a slot. He wasn't starting yet.
No.
Yeah, he was a slot. So
I don't know.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. If it was me, I wouldn't have gone to the Warriors. I probably would have just either if I hate Westbrook that much, and I'm trying to win a ring. If I'm just trying to win a ring and do the LeBron thing, like LeBron fucked the league up, man.
When they
do his 30 for 30 or when they write the book about him, that motherfucker changed the way he changed the league while he was in it.
Yeah.
For the time he was in, he's changed the way people think. He changed,
revolutionized.
He revolutionized the league, man. He's like, man, I'm gonna play with my friends, man. So I'm gonna go do that. And in a way, the Cavs are playing now. Like LeBron might be like, "F it, I want to go play with CP3 and Carmelo. Let's all just find a team to get on because Carmelo, he out of New York next year. LeBron,
he said he's gonna opt out.
Yeah, he said he's done, man. Like the report said, he's done. He out. he's ready to part ways. He's like, either it's Phil or me.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, he can opt out, but who's going to want to pick him up? Because he's the same thing as Westbrook. Only difference is he run the three, and he don't do nothing but shoot all the time. Nobody really wants to play with Carmelo except for LeBron.
Except for LeBron, and that's the carrot. That's the carrot on the stick. He'd be like, "Hey, LeBron, come with me wherever I go." They'd be like, "Deal." Because LeBron, keep it real, LeBron got 4 years left at a high level.
Yeah, I say so.
Yeah, because I don't see them winning a ring this year, man. If he wins a ring this year, it's going to be remarkable.
Yeah.
It's going to be remarkable. He'll have four. He's not getting the six, but he could tie Kobe.
I mean, four would still be great.
Yeah, four, man, three is awesome.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Four would be awesome.
And another thing, man, I know Michael Jordan is the barometer. He's the measuring stick for championships, but I don't think he should be. I think Bill Russell should be. Michael Jordan only made it to six finals, period. Period.
Yeah.
None after. And the simple fact that Dennis Rodman got on radio talking about how, you know, mentally tough Michael Jordan was when he played. Michael Jordan quit twice.
Yeah, he took some time off, man. He went on
quit
baseball.
Twice.
Yeah.
He played every game, and he quit twice. Yeah. So how does that make him more mentally tough than LeBron? I think people just want to, you know, shoot down LeBron because he makes himself an easy target.
Oh, yeah. LeBron's a real easy target, man. He knows it, too.
Yeah.
Cornball like having ass. Nigga's a cornball, dude.
Yeah, he is. But the point is, Michael Jordan shouldn't be the measuring stick because I think we put so much value on Michael Jordan because what he's done in total, not just the game of basketball, but I guess, you know, other facets too, as far as fashion and business. I think that's the reason why we put so much weight on what Michael Jordan's done for the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're saying, it's kind of unrealistic to be able to compare any basketball player to Michael Jordan because the one time you fuck up in the playoffs,
yeah,
or you fuck up, you make it to the finals and you fuck up. Well, Michael Jordan never lose those finals. Yada yada yada. You know what?
And the best argument for that is Michael Jordan never played any great teams in the finals.
Yeah,
think about it.
Beat the Jazz.
Great teams. I'm talking about great, like at least a team that's won a ring before, that's not super old. When he beat the Lakers, they were super old. When he beat the Jazz twice, they were super old.
Yeah, last time that motherfuckers on, yeah, they were on the last leg.
Yeah. When he beat the Sonics, they had Gary Payton and I guess an aging Sean Kemp. Like when they beat Phoenix, like that wasn't a great team. They shouldn't have even been there. When they beat the Trailblazers, they really shouldn't have been there. So, like, you think about the struggles that Michael Jordan had in his career before he even made it to a finals. He could never beat Detroit.
Yeah, it took a while for him to get to Detroit, dude.
He could never beat Detroit in their prime. He could never beat the Celtics in their prime. So, what has Michael Jordan really done?
He did win 6 rings.
Let me look at it. Like, he won 6 rings, yeah.
Yeah, he won 6 rings, yeah.
But, like, do they really mean more than what LeBron's done?
Right now, yes, but LeBron's story hadn't been finished. LeBron could. Like, man, keeping it real, LeBron's going to surpass Jordan for this generation that's watching him now. They're going to say, yeah, hey, LeBron's better than Jordan because they've seen LeBron play.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I think the ring that he just won last year, I think that takes the cake for Jordan beating the Jazz twice, Jordan beat Phoenix, and Jordan beating the Trailblazers. That's just me. I think that ring holds more weight because he beat a better team than he is.
He did make Draymond Green get suspended. That was smart as shit by LeBron. Yeah. That was so smart because he knew he was a volatile player. So all he had to do was just do some bullshit to get him a text so he can get him out. That was smart as hell. He played chess right there. But this ring, his third ring, in my opinion, was the fuck you, leave me alone ring, where if he didn't win any more rings the rest of his career, he's set. Yeah. In my opinion. Because once he won that ring, he came back home.
Mm-hmm.
And won, and came up from a 3-1 deficit and won.
That's why I think it means a whole lot more than any of Jordan's rings.
And then I was just like, after he won it, I was just like, man, he ain't got to win another one for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
He really don't. He can have 3 and be like, man, that was a feat. Because the first two were just kind of just like,
Yeah, they were a wash.
They were a wash, yeah. Just like, man, we had squad.
Yeah, it was a super team.
and D-Wade, like, he got the last bit of juice out of D-Wade, nigga. He squeezed the last bit out of that orange, nigga. That nigga's done now, man. So he came in at the right time. But I don't know. The Heat weren't really that fun to watch, man.
I got to disagree with that because it was just to see, like, a fast break. Like, that was a show.
Yeah, because
every trip down the floor was a show.
Every time the fast break happened, it was like on the Lakers, man. I didn't want to watch that shit. Just like on I remember the one he did, the iconic one that he did on us on Christmas Day, man. I was so disgusted. Oh, that shit was tight, but I was just like, dog. Yeah, man, but I don't know, man. Let's go ahead and start, man. Shit, we've been rambling, man. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for, you know, coming in for another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast.
Yeah.
Our weekly show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services. That's iTunes, Stitcher, AudioMac, and YouTube. You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites where you'll be looking at, you know, hoes twerking on Instagram. We're at Canvas ECST and on Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST and also on our Facebook page at Blank Canvas ECST. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Man, dog, so shit. Man, what's been happening in the news, ST?
Well, you know, same old same. When you look at, you know, our American government, you know, you look at... it's just, you know, it just more corruptness in our government, man. You just look at all the stuff that goes on and, you know, these people never really take accountability for, you know, what they do. They get a little slap on the wrist and then, you know, they get transferred, you know, quote unquote, the others. So on Monday, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley resigned, facing impeachment over the allegations that he tapped state resources to facilitate and hide extramarital affairs with one of his former aides.
Oh my God. Tricking all taxpayers' money, dog.
Yeah. But black people and Mexicans and Muslims are the criminals of this country.
Yeah, man. And you should have seen his mugshot, y'all. I need to Google his mugshot.
Oh yeah.
He's smiling.
He looks totally unapologetic.
Yep.
There's not one bit of contrition in this mugshot. Now you can see it. You can see, I'll be all right. I'm gonna get on my yacht, you know.
Yep, that golden parachute. He already knows the golden parachute waiting on.
Yeah.
Already, dude.
So Bentley made the announcement that he's gonna resign effective immediately, shortly after he was booked into Montgomery County Jail and pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges.
Misdemeanors. Come on, man.
Misdemeanor charges. You are stealing taxpayer money. And you see how they cover up for each other?
Yeah, man.
Misdemeanor charges. That's related to campaign finance rules.
That's why on that mugshot, if he knew he was about to get a book thrown at him, that mugshot would have been devastated, dude.
He would have been different.
It would look like somebody was like fucking his mistress right in front of him and be like, yeah, you can't do it like this, can't, because you ain't young enough. You know what I'm saying? ain't no taxpayer money can dig this deep. You know what I'm saying?
This is what spry balls look like.
Hell yeah, but he already know, man, because you smile on a mugshot, either you're fucking crazy, a psychopath, or you just know that you ain't about to get in any trouble.
You don't give a damn.
You don't give a fuck, because you already know, man.
Yeah, man. He was charged with 1 count of failure to disclose information on a statement of economic interest and one for failure to file campaign finance reports. So
they should know something then.
Yeah. But, you know, as we stated again, you know, they cover for each other. The others cover for each other. And they sweep stuff like this under the rug, but I guess every now and then, you know, just to make a quiet example out of one of them, they'll go ahead and, you know, slap him on the wrist. And, you know, it's always funny, like, you look at the statements, some of the statements that, you know, they make, they never actually make a statement that says, I did it, I apologize. It's always a statement of inconvenience.
Yeah.
So listen to what he said. He said, I have decided it is time for me to step down as governor.
it's your choice. Okay.
I'm leaving this office that I have loved to focus on other and possibly more effective areas of service. What the hell? Are you serious?
It's my choice because, you know, I did a bad thing. No, motherfucker, you got caught.
Yeah. He goes on to say, I've not always made the right choices. I've not always said the right things. Though I have sometimes failed, I've always tried to live up to the high expectations that people place on the person who holds this esteemed office. Now, let this be a black man or any other man of any other race who would have done this. This would have been on CNN coverage for the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee, let's see, tomorrow's Thursday. I guarantee tomorrow this will not even be on the front page.
Oh, no, man. This won't even be at the bottom. You know how sometimes CNN have like the old news articles at the bottom just to get some more clicks?
Yeah.
They'll go ahead and get rid of that stuff, too. Like, yeah, you know, it's not news anymore. We go ahead and expose them. Let's go ahead and, you know, move on.
Yeah.
You know, so let's go ahead and talk about some fashion or something, you know, cover that, you know.
Yeah. So why is it that when, you know, when they get caught, they don't say, okay, yeah, I did it. It was a mistake. I'm sorry. I want to move on with my life. It's always a statement of, you know.
I decided.
Yeah, it's time for me to go. I want to venture into other things. Yeah. It's
like putting the ball in his court. Like, wait a minute. I was like, I bet the press conference looking around like, is this motherfucker serious? He's serious right now? Yeah, I know what he did. Oh, man, I wish I could have seen the picture of the mistress.
I'm sure that you can find one.
Yeah, she'll get disposed eventually, man. You know how people be staying on that shit.
Because more than likely, he didn't give her what he promised. So she probably, you know, go to some news outlet or something like that and rat him out.
Yeah, so, that's the thing, man. When you're tricking,
don't be cheap.
Yeah, when you're tricking our money, man, they'll never be into it.
Yeah.
Because he or she is always going to be like, I want more, I want more. Oh, you can't give me more? Okay, I'm about to go ahead and get rid of you. Mm-hmm. Just like I told you a couple episodes back, man, oh my God, the cheating and getting away with it. You have to get with somebody that has as much to lose as you do.
Yep.
That's the only way that shit works. I mean, you don't get with somebody and got shit to lose, man.
Let's look at Tiger Woods. This nigga was absolutely, he was straight up cheap. The only reason why he got found out is because he was so cheap.
Yeah, and then leave a voicemail talking about, this is Tiger. Yeah, just give me a call back. I was just like, when I listened to the voicemails, I just put my head in my hand, I was just shaking my head, just like, dog, nobody tried to do the game at all, man.
No.
At all, dude.
When you got money, you think you know everything.
Yeah, you don't know shit, dude. You get blinded.
Yeah.
Because you get a whole bunch of vultures around you, man. Them vultures be wearing a mask. You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the forest for the trees?
Yeah, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, yeah. You can't even motherfucking see shit, man. Let me get that much money, man. I'm gonna keep my same people around me. It's always been around me.
Yeah.
And like Drake says, no new friends, nigga. Hell no. Hey,
man,
what up? Like,
nah,
dude, shit.
Yeah, I know. Shit, get away from around me.
Hell yeah. If all y'all died, I won't have no friends. I just, that's it, man. It's like, where your boys at, man? They gone, man. I go to their grave and talk to them all the time. Best new friends hang out with? Nope. Hell no, man. Sitting on paper. A nigga come out of nowhere. Ask to be a friend. Like, you gotta look at that kind of stuff, man, you know?
Yeah, you do.
They may have good intentions, but I doubt it. You know?
Yeah,
I thought they
right.
Do.
Oh, snap! Yeah, CNN actually does have a picture of the girl.
Oh, how she look?
She's a middle aged white lady. So
what?
I guess
he could at least got a youngin.
Rebecca Caldwell Mason.
Let me see if I can find this. It's harmless.
She she's in there. She ain't all that cute, but. I guess, as you know, also, as we said before, you know, when men cheat, it's usually, you know, you have to look at two of the most important factors is proximity and convenience.
Yep. Yeah, she looked rough, man. Yeah, shit. Let me be using taxpayer money, paying out all that money. It's going to be some damn, she don't have to fucking escort. It's going to be that escort looking broad. I'm going to be doing all this shit. I'm talking about she, and then every time I sit down at my desk, she'll be spreading my legs, and some shit gonna be happening under the desk, and some shit like that.
It was funny you made the comment about, you know, how they put his picture up next to, you know, Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and he looks exactly like that nigga.
He does. Excellent.
He looks exactly like Mr. Burns.
He does, man. Like release the hounds. Look at this motherfucker, man. That's why you gotta watch who you put in office, man. Like, you can't just go off of hearsay and commercials. You gotta really dig deep and go to the rallies, try to get some time with him and kind of just see where his head's at, man. You know, people gonna always put up a good face, man. But
look who does their groundwork. Like, look at their groundwork.
See what kind of policies they voted on, and see if you agree with that as well, man. I don't know, man. The pussy, like I was telling you before, we got on, you know, got on the show, man. Just pussy just destroyed, just killed, just destroys men, man.
Yeah, it's gonna continue to.
Yeah, dog, as long as there's women and men on this earth, pussy will continue to destroy us, dude.
Until we wisen up.
Yeah, man. Until people wise up, man. Just I don't know, man. Just at sweet walls, man. Sweet walls. On to some more depressing news. Man, the San Bernardino shooting that happened at elementary school on Monday, man, was crazy. So we already know the name of the suspect that shot two people, three people. His name was Cedric Anderson, 53 years old. He ended up shooting Karen Smith, which was his estranged wife. From the CNN report, he said, a husband fatally shot his estranged wife in her classroom in San Bernardino, California, North Park Elementary School on Monday before killing himself. Two students were injured in the murder-suicide. One child later died at the hospital. Burgeon said, Burgeon is the chief police officer of San Bernardino. Burgess said the shooter, Cedric Anderson, 53, of Riverside, walked to the classroom armed with a high-caliber revolver and opened fire without saying a word. Jeez. Killing Karen Smith, 53, in the process, and the children that were struck by the gunfire were standing behind Mrs. Smith, and the child that didn't make it was Jonathan Martinez, 8 years old. He died at Loma Linda University Medical Center in Loma Linda after being airlifted from the school. The police chief said the other student, 9-year-old boy, was listed in stable condition, so he's going to make it. Police do not believe the two children were targeted. They just happened to be near the teacher. Mm-hmm. And you just, that's like, man. it's real sad, man. Just. If this kind of stuff shouldn't be happening at all, but why are you gonna go out of your way because you're a deranged fucking bastard and go to the job with innocent bystanders, the kids that got shit to do with, his little children?
It's the passion, man. He wasn't thinking about that.
He wasn't thinking. No,
he was just trying to get her. That's just it.
That's just it, man. And it's,
when you see red. You see red and nothing else.
No, and those kids, hopefully those kids are just too young that were in the classroom, just too young to really know what's going on. It really won't affect them later on, because usually around that age, you don't really remember much.
Yeah.
So hopefully it just won't stick with those children. Man, that's a traumatic scene. Just somebody coming into a room and just firing shots. You can't do nothing about it, man.
Mm-mm.
What was the security guards? Because you know how he probably got on campus. Would just be like, hey, where's my wife? And he talked to my wife. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And that's how he got in, man. Well, that's it. That's just the rest of it. The police officer said, I'm told that their marriage was relatively short. Only been married for a few months. They've been separated for about last month, a month and a half, roughly.
Dang, that's it.
They weren't really together that long, but there's nobody that in the investigation has come forward to say that they saw this coming. And that's the thing, man. You know, this might be a rule of thumb, man. If you're kind of on the rocks with your significant other, you need to have a confidant that you can talk to say, hey, somebody. So it kind of be like a tip off to be like, hey, maybe this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah.
And just have somebody on the lookout, be like, hey, man, I don't feel safe. Or just don't try to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Try to have a friend you can talk to, just be like, hey, man, I don't feel safe around him or her. You know, and then try to consult that person. That person might be like, hey, man, you might need to go to the cops.
Yeah.
Try to get a restraining order, man. But it's no telling, man. We have to just wait for more details. But, man, rest in peace, Mrs. Smith and the little child, was it Jonathan Martinez, that died, man. 8 years old, man. Didn't even get a chance to even live life, man.
Yeah.
Over some fuck shit.
Yeah. Gone.
Gone, man. You gotta value your life, man, while you have it, man. It's something that you want, like we say, man. That's why we started this podcast. It's something that you want to do. Why are you waiting?
Yeah.
Look yourself in the mirror. And just be like, hey, man, why the fuck am I waiting? Let's do this now. And if you fail, that's okay.
Yeah.
That just makes you stronger. That you just figure out what you need to do next time, man. But you need to. If there's anything you ever want to do in life, man, go do it. Because you never know. You don't want to just sit back and look on your life and be like, man, what if, what could I have done? You don't want to let the world beat you down. You want to beat the world down.
Yeah.
Man, that's just fucking sick.
And the crazy thing about, I guess, their relationship is they were already on the rocks with just only being to, you know, married for a few months. So
that marriage shouldn't even happen to begin with.
Exactly. That's, my question is, you know, what was going on before they got married?
Yeah, why? How did they get to the point where like, oh, I'm just gonna let's make it work? And then you look how old you are, man. You're 53.
Yeah.
You get married, man. Be by yourself. By that time, you might as well just be by yourself, man. If you gotta do all that shit, I know if I'm 53 and I've been through a marriage and I'm divorced, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can be by myself the rest of my life, man, and have like a girlfriend every now and then, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't about to get married again. I'm 53, man. Fuck that shit. I'm about to be dead anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe like 20, 30 more years, but it could have been.
You made it sound like it's going to happen like next Thursday.
Yeah. But I think, man, I don't know, man. Like them getting together could have been for financial reasons.
Yeah.
No telling what it is, man. But it's, you can already tell the sister already look beaten down from, you know, going to work with these students every day. My mom's a teacher, and I already know. She said it's rough. It's rough teaching those kids, especially when the parents ain't doing shit for them at home. Yeah. They just send them to school, don't feed them. They don't want to learn because they're fucking hungry.
Yeah.
No, it's a whole bunch of shit, man. Just gotta watch you. You gotta watch you bring your circle.
Yeah.
Watch you bring your circle. All right, and then for the last piece of news. We're going to talk about, by the time y'all hear this, man, it's probably be a resolution to it, but the United, I know everybody heard about the United Airline passenger that got dragged off the flight. And I know y'all all seen the video of him saying, just kill me. The crazy thing about it is the CEO is standing by what the Chicago Aviation Department did to get him off the plane, the security office did to get him off the plane.
Yeah.
So he sent out, so Oscar Munoz, which is pretty much the CEO of United, pretty much sent a statement to all of his employees, and he said, like you, I was upset to see and hear about what happened last night aboard United Express Flight 3411 headed from Chicago to Louisville. While the facts and circumstances are still evolving, especially with respect to why this customer defied Chicago Aviation Security officers the way he did, to give you a clearer picture of what transpired, I've included below a recap for preliminary reports filed by our employees. So pretty much the recap is, on Sunday, April 9th, the United's gates agents were approached by the crew members and were told they needed to board the flight. We sought volunteers and then followed our involuntary denial. He followed our involuntary denial for boarding passes, which included up to $1,000 in compensation.
Mm.
So they offered him $1,000 in compensation plus a hotel and a ride to the hotel and back for free comp on United.
So basically, he would have been winning if he just would have had some sense.
Yeah. He could have went through Chicago Airport and could have bought up everything. He could have bought him, like, he could have went to, like, the Richard store, bought him some new headphones, $1,000 of compensation. Like, what's one day?
Yeah.
What's one day? So, they offered him that. And when we approached one of the passengers to explain apologetically that they were denied boarding, he raised his voice and refused to comply with the crew member's instructions. So he was being belligerent.
Yeah.
He was approached a few more times after that in order to gain his compliance to come off the aircraft. Each time he refused, he became more and more disruptive and belligerent. Our agents were left no choice but to call Chicago Aviation Security officers to assist in removing the customer from the flight. He repeatedly declined to leave. And then that's when the cell phone footage started rolling. So you don't – that's the thing, like what – one person did make a good point on Twitter. It was just like, man, everything you always see on social media, you're not getting a full picture of it.
Yeah.
So in this situation, they asked him to get off the plane multiple times. When they ushered him off the plane, he got back on the plane. You know that shit? That's a no-no.
Yeah, that's a felony.
Once you get off the plane, you cannot get back on the plane. So that's when you saw him get dragged out of his seat. And then you saw the video of him saying, please kill me, please kill me, and he was blood. Now, this is the thing. I don't condone you getting your ass beat, but you gotta kinda comply when they tell you, like, it's not like they force him off the flight and were like, hey man, you gotta get off, you gotta pay for the ticket, yeah. Like, fuck you, happy, thank you for flying United. Like, they were gonna give him $1,000, a hotel room, and he would just fly out the next day. But nah, he was like, I gotta get home. No. This is the thing, like, man, it's about time. I'm sorry to say this, it was an Asian gentleman, but it's about time that other races feel the heat, son. You know how they feel the heat? Do you know how much we go through as melanin people in society, especially Muslims, when they get on a plane, they're already profiled to begin with. Every time they get on a flight, or black people, or anybody else that might look suspicious, or Mexican. So it's about time, man. Like under Trump's America, man, it's just like everybody's getting targeted. Yeah. Everybody getting targeted now, and now they're just like, hey, man, like, what y'all niggas was saying was true. Like, yeah, man, motherfucker, like, we got 5 degree burns out here, man. Come on here and get some of this heat. Yo, yeah. Okay. Like, for real, man. Like, I'm sorry he had to go through this. Like,
yeah.
Not really, because he about to get paid, so he's straight. No matter what they say about him being belligerent, they should have used such excessive force.
Yeah.
So he's about to be a millionaire. Point blank, period.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, man, he about to get paid, man. I can't wait to see how much he get. And then the thing about it is, it's going to be an undisclosed amount because they're not going to say how much he's getting.
Oh, no.
So I think about $3 million at least.
Okay.
I think he get about at least $3 million.
I can see that.
Hell yeah, man. So you know what people are going to start doing?
Acting a fool on planes.
Hell yeah. Then people going to start acting ignorant on planes. So then and then... The whole protocol of how you get people off planes is going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely – I just kind of saw it and I was just like, man, that's just the way it is right now. Also, real quick, another Asian woman up in – did you hear about this? Up in California was denied an Airbnb stay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So once the lady that was renting out her place for Airbnb found out the lady was Asian – she said, man, you can't stay at our house. And wow. Then guess how far she was away from the house?
How far?
3 minutes. And guess what?
Wow.
It was snowing. It was sleeting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. She said, Trump is the reason why we want to get rid of all y'all.
And wow.
Yeah, man. The lady was like, one word made me deny you entrance into my house. Asian.
Dang.
Yeah, man. Y'all can go watch the video. Just Google Airbnb. Big Bear, because of a Big Bear, you'll see like the Asian lady, the Asian individual was pretty much like did a little video saying she showed like the text that they went back and forth on talking about how you gonna accept me to deny me. Like, this happened to black people, man. Black people since Airbnb been around, and if y'all will recognize it, Airbnb had a commercial on during the Super Bowl talking about we're sitting with all people of all kinds. I'm like, oh, they're doing damage control. The thing about Airbnb is the way it is set up, where everybody's their own individual contractor, there's no way to really police that shit.
Yeah.
There's no way to police it, man.
Which it should have been that way in the beginning anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't. Like, I don't think, for instance, I guess kind of branching over into like the Uber/Lyft community. Mm-hmm. I don't think your picture should pop up whenever you're trying to get a ride.
No, because I know with Airbnb, they were going off names. Because I know some black people were just saying like they're just names. You know, they have just like, you know, hate to say it, but you know, niggerish names. They were just like, oh man, like we're full. And then it's like minutes ago you said it wasn't like.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be those people in this world, man. You just need to understand, man, that you gotta feel this heat, man.
Yeah.
We hadn't been bitching all these years. I just understand. I think, Because I think, man, Trump getting office, man, is good thing. It's just a wake-up call to the other races that thought they were accepted by the dominant race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just letting them know where they stand. Because it's sick, man, because in the end, all white supremacists hate all races. They don't like anybody.
Yeah.
There's
definitely some good coming out of Trump's presidency because a lot of people...
He's exposing shit.
Yeah. A lot of people are quote-unquote waking up.
Yeah, man, it's about damn time, man.
Yeah, it's a shame that it took an outright racism for people to wake up, but, you know...
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But that's all we got for the news, man, so let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, man, so we're going to have a little fun this week. So our topic this week is going to be if you wake up and God comes down to you and say you have 1 week to live with unlimited resources. So as far as just like be able to fly anywhere, you have the money that you need. So there's no limitation of what you can do. What would you do with that week? First of all, I'll have bubble guts and be shitting for at least an hour. That's number one. I ain't gonna need a lot, man. I'll light up my bathroom for at least an hour. Like, man, fuck! It'll be like 2 hours just like shitting and cussing. That's number one. Then after that, I'll just be trying to get my game plan down. Like, man, okay. I need to get back over to Japan.
Yeah.
At least one more time. I want to go ahead and hit up Vegas at least once. And then I don't know where else I want to go. Shit, I want to go to Europe. I want to waste time in Europe. Because Europe don't even really interest me like that. Mm. I will go to the motherland real quick just to see it. I go to Brazil to see some big booty holes. You know what I'm saying? I think that, I'm not going to lie, with my whole week, I would just literally be eating myself into a coma almost every single day, getting all the foods that I always wanted to eat that I couldn't get my hands on.
Yeah.
And that's mostly what I would do. Try to hit up some holes that I want to smash and, you know what I'm saying, just let them know, like, hey, I am going to die in a week, so can I eat up in them guts? And it'd be like, I'm married. Because it's like a whole bunch of girls that I want to talk to that's married now, that I want to talk to back in the day is married. I'd just be like, hey, man, I'm an exception. You know what I'm saying? I'm just joking. Man. I ain't talking about... No, I'm just joking on that part. But, shit. If I had unlimited resources, I'd probably try to smash something. And then I'd probably try to sneak off and take some of that money and put it into some funds.
Yeah.
For, you know, underprivileged, you know, melanin children.
Yeah.
Try to get that started and try to like have some fail-safe plans where I can, you know, let some kids go to college for free at least and try to do that with the rest of the money. So let's say you get like $20 million and unlimited access to travel. What would you do with it?
Oh, man. I'd freeze my sperm.
Yep. Hey, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
I think I'd probably put about 15 to 17 million away for, like, if I were to have kids, I would put that away for them. And then I'd spend the rest, like, just enjoying myself, like, living my life, doing what I wanted to do. Yeah, I'd definitely go to Africa. That'd probably be, like, day number two. And like I just get all my travel like out of the way as fast as I could, cause yeah, I'd want to spend like my last few hours like just
yeah, that's the thing, man. Like
yeah, just chilling.
What would you do? What would you be doing? Would you just be like sitting up playing Madden? Would you be sitting up eating some food, crying? Like
oh no, man. I think I would before I got to that point, I would definitely spend the rest of my money like just giving it to people. Like just giving it to, you know, whoever I felt needed it.
Yeah.
And then like those last few hours, I would just spend it just chilling. just waiting for my time to go.
How many people you think would end it like kill themselves on their own terms so they wouldn't die at that time, because it's just like waiting on it is worse than like waiting on it is just like worse than like you just, you know, you doing it yourself. So at least you know the shit coming. And that's like another thing. They were like, hey, the way you gonna die, you're not gonna see it coming. It's just gonna happen. On that last day, it could be like you could wake up and then somebody could be like in your face with a like knife saying, ah, just like stab. Or you can like, you know, go in your sleep, or you can just walk outside and, you know, get your newspaper and get shot in the head or some shit like that. Like, it's gonna be random. That's how life is anyway. Like, I'll just be like, man, goddamn, like
I don't know, it's pretty weird. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, a lot of people would, you know, screw it off, of course, like spend it on, you know, coke and probably prostitutes.
Probably OD for they even get to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they probably just go to the Bunny Ranch in Vegas. Hell yeah, dude. Just go to town.
Yeah. That's a good question to ask, like, you know, some of our billionaires. Like, that would be a good question.
Yeah.
To ask some of them, just like if we could actually put them in a scenario in which, because you know, you can't really ask them this question, because they would lie. They would make up.
Oh, I'm gonna donate to all the charity. You gotta catch them when they're at a cocktail party where they've had a couple of drinks and they, you know, that tongue is loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A lot of them would just be like, I'll probably, like, you know, do the purge and, like, go up into Chicago and kill all the niggers. There'd be like some shit like that.
Well, the funny thing is, man, like, not even, like, you take out, like, the money and, you know, just, you know, the travel. Like, you look at some of, like,
the
world's most racist people.
Yeah.
And you go to their deathbed, I guarantee you, a lot of them are a lot more revelations than they do, and than they did when they were, you know, when they knew that they were healthy and that everything was going to be all right. I hear so many stories about people who have been, you know, wealthy in life, mm-hmm. and, you know, were prejudiced against other people, and then as soon as their time was coming, and they knew it, they were, you know, sitting, they were laying in their bed, you know, saying, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I wish I was a better person, because they knew right then and there that it was too late.
Yeah, because they're about to beat their maker. They're trying to repent. This is like that old, it's an old J. Cole line from his second album talking about all people do is just live a life of fake repentance.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I gotta look up that line, but that line real deep, because it's just pretty much, God damn it, I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting to see how fast, you know, how fast people change when the tables have been turned, or, you know, things in life aren't in their favor anymore.
Yeah, like, man.
Just something as simple as death can wake people up. You know, fear more than anything, man, drives people to do anything. And, you know, the fact that if you know that within the next 5 minutes that you will no longer be here, everything about your life, if it is bad, you're going to try your best to switch it around. Because, you know, the fear of death is probably the most powerful thing next to money, man.
That's hell yeah, man. Like, yeah, like that old phrase, man. Death and taxes, man. It's the only thing that's guaranteed in this world. But he said, when it's all said and done, everybody dies. In this life, ain't no have an end. It's only pure beginnings followed by years of sinning and fake repentance.
Yeah.
He said, preachers say we made the image of the Lord, which I reply, are you sure? Even the murderer, even the whore, even a nigga fucking the bitches on tour with a good girl at home putting clothes and shit. Like, yeah, no, that's a deep line, dude.
Yeah.
It's only, like, life is only about pure beginnings followed by years of sin and fake repentance. Just like, hey, man, let me blaze this broad. And after I, you know, after I nut, you know, God forgive me.
Like, pretty much.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much.
And yeah. I'm in church next Sunday, you know. Yeah. You know, acting like it's all good.
Yeah, like ain't nothing happened, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's just fucking sad, dude. But yeah, dude, I know my first meal will be wings and pizza. And after that I'll go hit up Fogo de Chow. Then after that, I'll probably go hit up. See how mine's like food? Because I'm like, I'm denying myself food. I'm just going to say, fuck it now. So I'm about to die anyway. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. Then I'll probably go to, like, I go to Hyman's all the way up in South Carolina, give me some food, go back to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Go give me some of that curry. Oh, God. And just, like, drink all the soda I can, try to, like, make my stomach explode. And then drive a Lambo. At least drive a Lambo once at speed, pass a cop, just be like, hey man, I don't know, anyway, I'm about to die. I'm about to die at the end of the week, so go ahead and give me this ticket. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna pay it.
I ain't gonna pay it, no way. You know
what what you gonna do? Put a warrant out on me?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'll probably go talk to the youth and tell them, like, anything is possible, man. Just believe, always believe in yourself. Just know that you're your own competition.
Yeah.
Don't ever compare yourself to anybody else, man. Just try to make yourself better every day, man. And just try to be inspiration to others, man. I always try to just spread it. After I've gotten, the nigga moments out the way.
Yeah.
I spend my last couple of days just trying to just uplift people as best I can, if they'll listen.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing. Like, if they're willing to listen. So I don't know. It'd be funny though. Just I guess the misdemeanor in me to just go and like put a whole bunch of crap on credit, and then just not pay that junk off.
Hell yeah! But, like go for like the Four Seasons and you like get like hella room service and get like the penthouse suite and all that shit.
Yeah, just the rack up stuff. Just cause.
Like throw a bomb ass party.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah, throw a bomber's party in Vegas and just like charge all that shit, and then like go to like a loan shark, get a loan out. Like, oh yeah, I'll pay you back, man. Yeah, I'm good for it.
Yeah.
It'd be dead at the end of the week. Like, motherfucker, he got me. Yeah. But no, that'll be. A lot of people would just be so stuck in fear.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to even really get a chance to even. Do anything, like, man, when you're, I'm not gonna lie, man, when I'm like idle, like the times I'm idle, when I'm on a plane flying, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not just like, I wouldn't even really watch, like, thinking about it. I wouldn't even watch any TV shows. I wouldn't even fuck about TV shows that I miss. I'd just be like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even worry about that shit. Only thing that I would just try to do is just try to just, you go to Hawaii? Yeah, I definitely want to go to Hawaii, man. I haven't been to Hawaii yet. That's someplace I definitely gotta go. And then I would probably base jump off of, like, a famous building. I always wanted to base jump.
Yeah, you can have that.
Oh, man, I'm about to die anyway. Mine's just shit. I think base jump was pretty cool, dude. You know, I do, like, a little frontward flip. And then, like, you know, the parachute gets caught on the building and it snaps off. And then, like, you just fall and fly off. But, no, man, like, if I was to base jump off of something, it'd probably be, like, a... I don't know what it would be. It'd have to be a building because I wouldn't want to do it off a mountain. Cause you know, so you might go up that wrong ridge, and then you might you might have had the right angle. You might fall off a cliff, like snap your neck. Hey, but I'm gonna base jump off a building. I would do that. What else would I do? I wouldn't bungee jump. I'm worried about the recoil. That shit scares me.
Yeah.
So fuck bungee jumping. What else haven't I done? It's just pretty much like. It's just like, what would you do in a week on like a bucket list?
Yeah, just life experiences that you haven't had yet.
Hell yeah, man. That's how people should really live their life, man. We really think about it.
Yeah.
Like, man, if my life ended in a week, would I be happy with what I've done?
Yeah.
So that's a chilling question that you gotta really look yourself in the mirror and be like, hey man, if I die at the end of this week, will I be disappointed in where I'm at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Would I be like, man, I've done everything I could have done.
Yeah. That's why, you know, a lot of people say you should live as if you know that it's going to be your last day.
Yeah, man.
Because, I mean, you never know. It very well could be.
Man, so, it's a thing, man. You everybody think you're going to just wake up, fall asleep every single day, man. Just live your life, man. That ain't how shit works.
Yeah.
Ain't how shit works at all, dude. Because you never know what might end up happening. You never know. Or there's an opportunity that you have, or a business deal that you think might be lucrative for you, man. Just try it. You know what I'm saying? Stop buying those Jordans. Stop buying those, you know, stop buying all the extra shit. And, you know, save up some money so you can make more money in the future, man. Like, you never know. You could be the next millionaire.
Yeah.
If you have an idea in your head, man, just go through with it. And if you fail, that's fine. Life's all about failure. It's like the most successful people in this world have failed hundreds of times. But guess what? They didn't give up. And it just kept on going. That's why there's a whole bunch of, like, most millionaires say they failed a lot of times and lost a lot of money along the way before they actually found what they need to do to get to where they are now.
Yep.
So pretty much this whole topic was just to pretty much let y'all know, man, like, life's not promised. Think about if you did have a week to live, man, would you be able to fit everything you want to do in that week during that time? You know what I'm saying? At least I got one thing off my bucket list. I got to Japan before I die. Most time. Because even you, when you knew me, I was talking about going to Japan all those years. And I finally got a chance to go. And I sit back sometimes and just think about, like, man, I did it. And then when I was over there, it was like so surreal. It didn't feel like I was there.
Mm.
When I first got there, I was like, man, am I really here? And I was like, I was the only black person around. I was like, yep, this is it. Yeah, I'm here.
Who are you, nigga?
Why are you here? I can't let y'all feel the heat. So, man, we want y'all just to stay blessed, man. We want y'all to live life, man. Don't have any regrets. That's pretty much it, man. And go ahead and send us on out, ST.
Y'all, like usual, man, we just want to, you know, bring y'all the heat like we do every week. You know, we just want to give y'all, you know, things to look forward to on Wednesdays. We know the week is grueling. You know, you got to get through it somehow. So, you know, we look to be a champion. You know, like always, hit us up on all our social media platforms. You know, if you're streaming the episode via iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, We love y'all. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes. To all our family, remember, we got stuff coming down the pipeline, so be on the lookout for all of that. Aya, we said it last week. We promised we're going to bring out some skits, so just be patient.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
We coming with the skits. So, Aya, also, remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. Right. And also, if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. That's going to do it for this week. Episode number 52. We're going to holler at y'all next week, man. We love y'all.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!